The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office announced yesterday that one man has been booked on a charge of murder associated with an incident on a cannabis farm near Laytonville last Friday, July 23rd, which left one man dead, two subjects detained, and a deputy injured. As per a press release from the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, they developed probable cause to arrest Oscar Alvarez Ruiz for the death of an adult male associated with the cannabis farm in Laytonville. The press release went on to say that Ruiz was one of two individuals detained on the property several hours after deputies arrived in response to the reported shooting incident. The press release detailed that the motive and circumstances of the incident are still under investigation by sheriff's detectives. Captain Greg Van Patten, the public information officer for the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office, told KMUD last week that deputies were originally informed of the circumstances early Friday, July 23rd, at around 1:45 a.m., when the reporting party heard gunshots, checked out the property where the gunshots originated, and came across a male that was visibly injured. Initially, the reporting party was not sure if this male was suffering from a gunshot wound or a dog attack, because there were dogs nearby. The reporting party told dispatch that he was going to go back and check in on the person and found that they were in fact, quote, no longer breathing, unquote, said Captain Van Patten. As deputies were dispatched to the scene, information was provided by the reporting party that the property where the decedent was located had upwards of 4 to 5 subjects on it and was an active cannabis farm. Whether the farm is permitted or unpermitted, Captain Van Patten could not say. Van Patten told us that at approximately 3 a.m., deputies arrived at the scene and confirmed that the male was deceased from a gunshot wound. As law enforcement investigated the property, a deputy saw a subject running down a canyon. Captain Van Patten explained a California Highway Patrol helicopter was requested to assist in the search for this fleeing subject. At approximately 6 a.m., the CHP helicopter from Redding successfully located the subject and held them at gunpoint from overhead while ground forces converged, taking the suspect into custody. While the subject was being detained, Captain Van Patten said another subject was seen hiding nearby and officers were able to detain them as well. Last week, Captain Van Patten said investigations into this crime are ongoing, and the County of Mendocino Marijuana Enforcement Team, as well as Mendocino County Sheriff's Office's Detective Unit, were still on the property as of Friday, trying to piece together what led up to this homicide. KMUD News spoke with Mendocino County's 3rd District Supervisor John Hashek about illegal cannabis, the criminality associated with it, the environmental crimes that are often brought with illegal cannabis grows, and the quality of life issues his constituents experience.
Well, certainly we're hearing I get reports of gunfire a lot around the 3rd District. And then, we had this shooting the other day up in Covelo, which I heard was, fight over water. And so that's very concerning when it's, you're willing to kill someone over some water.
Supervisor Hashek went into depth regarding environmental crimes that he has heard from constituents are occurring associated with illegal cannabis grows.
Well, certainly anytime you're taking water out of a already compromised watershed, such as the Eel River, then you're damaging, the fish and everything that are in there. And some of these, are already threatened. And so we're looking at the salmon, the steelhead populations, and what happens if we just dry up the rivers? So already they're suffering from this drought, and then to add the extra burden of, illegal diversions, that's a huge concern. And I think California Department of Fish and Wildlife is should be on it. I've seen satellite images of a water truck. You can see it from the satellite with a hose going down to the Eel River and sucking water out of the river. You can see this from the satellite, so it's
that's concerning.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
And then you hear a lot of, 3 o'clock in the morning water trucks going down the road, and lots of reports of that kind of activity. An assumption is that it's illegal diversions.
Supervisor Hashek then detailed some of the quality of life issues associated with cannabis farming illegally in Mendocino County's backcountry.
Certainly, you know, the generators have been it's a constant complaint. And then the water trucks and, you know, the damage done to roads and private roads, road associations don't have the power to really deal with them. You know, we're hearing about bridges being compromised by the water trucks going over them. And so there's all those quality of life issues too. And a lot of people who, you know, just want to live a nice rural lifestyle and, don't care if the neighbor's growing some marijuana or not. But then this is when it's to the stage where, you know, you have a report of 100 plus hoop houses on one parcel or a couple parcels, then those are real issues for the quality of life.
This is Matt Lefevre in Mendocino County reporting for KMUD News.